110 weeks is what Man U took to get back to the top of the table. May 2013 was the last time they were on top of the table, and against all expectations, they're back again. Welcome to Football Twaddle. I am Saru, and I have Baru with me here.
What's up?
And Arush is missing. So there's a musical chairs going around here. So it's hard to get all the three of us together. Let's start off. Let's just get into the thing. Manchester United.
I think even three games back, people could not have.
With three games back, I thought all of us were just giving the title
to
City. And
I know, straight away. But I mean, how much could have City fucked it up?
Yeah,
is this something really wrong with the team, or is it Pellegrini just trying to make things more interesting for EPL? You know?
I mean, how interesting should, what does he want to make that he's giving Man U the lead?
I mean, City fans don't even agree that Man U is in the city of Manchester. You know?
So is this more of a Man U story or a Man City story?
It definitely is about the textile town, but. what happens in the end just remains to be seen.
Alright, so let's get into Man U. Man U won 3-0 against Sunderland. I don't think the result was anywhere in doubt, given how bad Sunderland have been this season.
Yeah, I think everyone was expecting Man U to go on top after the other results happened, but before this match, because I did not foresee any way Sunderland were going to give like United a fight.
They almost gave 45 minutes. 44 minutes, they were like, all right. Memphis Depay basically gave the lead. But in the second half, Rooney finally, after 999 minutes, that's like
all. Okay, really good. But I think he was warming up to this goal since the previous few matches. I mean, he scored.
Since last season, since April.
He scored in the League Cup match.
He scored a hat-trick in Champions League qualifier.
Exactly. So, I mean, he was just getting his, you know, probably just trying out different boots or something. I don't know.
And what about Anthony Martial? He didn't score a goal, but...
Moving on.
This guy is suddenly seeming to be like an amazing player. Someone who can play really, really well.
Finally, someone spoke two lines about Anthony Martial and did not use the words Thierry Henry.
Yeah, I mean, let's not compare him to Henry yet.
It's happening. I mean, it's all around you right now. So, talking about Henry...
Talking about Henry.
So we talk about Arsenal. Man U do face Arsenal next week.
Yes.
And
before we talk about Man U Arsenal, I think we should talk about Arsenal beating Leicester.
The only unbeaten. I think Arsenal got a little, insecure about the fact that Leicester were the only team that is still unbeaten.
So Arsenal had to break that.
We had to do it, right? They
didn't want Leicester to be the new invincibles.
Can you imagine that? I mean,
out
of nowhere,
imagine,
newly promoted side, end of the season, they're the new invincibles.
Yeah, promoted like 1.5, two years ago. Now they win like 10 games and then they draw like rest 28 games.
But Leicester just came this season, yeah?
No, last season. Remember the great comeback by Nigel Pearson when they won the last 5 games and escaped from relegation?
Which were the 3 teams which came up this season?
Watford, Bournemouth, Norwich City.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that was Leicester. I mean, Leicester was leading 1-0. I was like, oh no.
But I think it was one of the better games this season. It was end-to-end stuff, using the cliche.
Yeah.
End-to-end stuff, and Vardy, even with his broken right hand, still managed to open scoring from an impossible angle. I mean, even Mertesacker at his top speed.
What is Mertesacker's top speed?
It's Sanchez ambling. So yeah, even at that top speed, he obviously didn't want to be there, and he's like, "Koi aur aa jayega yaar, Koshele, arre koi to chale ja yaar." And no, that didn't happen. I mean,
he
made it look easy, Vardy. I mean,
then
they could have been 3-1 up in the first half itself, Leicester, because I think the amount of shots they hit on the post, off the post.
I mean, Petr Cech, he's finally like showing. John Terry said that goalkeeper like Petr Cech is worth like 10 points. In a season. I think Petr Cech is proving that probably is true. A top goalkeeper is worth about 10 points.
Yeah, but you also have to think about the other end, right? It's not only defensively. I mean, our attacking duties, which were lacking a bit. But I think Walcott with that finish of his, it was a pretty impressive finish. I mean, impressive pass, impressive finish. But I still don't think Walcott is the answer to our attacking woes, man. I mean, you know, it's lovely how these guys, the broadcasters, remember to show Giroud every time Walcott misses, he misses,
yeah,
you know, Giroud has a smirk on his face. I could have finished that.
It's the same.
Or sorry, I could have finished that.
it's the same thing. Whenever Zuma or Cahill screw up, they show the thing Terry. On John Terry, and then the commentator go, "If this was the case, why is John Terry out?"
I wonder why.
Yeah, and let's talk about the man, the only person who scored a hat trick in La Liga, Serie A and English Premier League, Alexis Sanchez,
baby.
Even he had 600 odd minutes without a goal.
Yeah, and
then
what a way to, you know, like, show that you're back, right? I mean,
yeah, if Rooney took 999 minutes to get a ball to hit
his
knee,
to banta hai re, boss.
Yeah, minimum 600 is all right.
And wasn't Rooney what, the top scorer last season, United?
I don't remember, man. Who was?
Is it, you don't remember, or you honestly don't care, right?
I don't care. And let's say Fellaini was.
Okay, Fellaini. But yeah, that goal, I think what we really need to mention is Ozil's passing in the entire game.
Oh, Ozil.
And I think the highlight of his entire game was the second assist to Sanchez.
Yeah.
I mean, the assist for Sanchez's second goal. Crazy, it was like a, you know, nice, it was like a pass, you know, kept on the red cushion.
Ozil is so good. I mean, he's playing well this season. I don't know if you remember this. Last season when Arsenal bought Ozil and Chelsea were almost finalizing
we got Sanchez last season.
Yeah, last to last season when you guys got Ozil.
First match.
And so Chelsea was about to send Jemba Bau on loan to Arsenal because Arsenal wanted him. And as soon as Mourinho heard that Ozil was going to Arsenal, he cancelled that deal. He said,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said Ozil is probably the best player off the ball in like just like creating spaces. And he's actually showing it the entire season now.
But that's the thing. I mean, haters, I've seen people talking about Ozil who were like, he's lazy.
It's the same thing. Remember with Zidane. They're like,
but
Zidane bhagta nahi hai. It doesn't matter.
He doesn't need to move to show that magic, man. I mean.
But even that is actually without facts. If you see the top four runners of Arsenal in every game, Ozil is there with 12-13 kilometers almost every game.
And all of that movement is off the ball. So it's not like always on camera, right? But nahi, bhai, bhagta nahi hai. Matlab, Sanchez jaisa nahi bhagta hai.
He doesn't have that aggressive run. He has this lazy, elegant run.
It's
and
very Mertesacker-y.
How much is, what do you think Mertesacker runs in a game?
I'll put it at
3.5.
No. This is professional football we talk about. 7 to kar hi lete hai sab log. I think even check karta hai. Just ambling around the whole place. Anyway, 2-5 was a good score for Arsenal. We destroyed. Not destroyed, I mean, we stopped.
Yeah, so Leicester is out. So now, the table toppers, Manchester United, are going to play Arsenal next weekend. So before we get back to the other games of the weekend, let's talk about Man U versus Arsenal. And
Arsenal versus Man U.
Oh, it's at Emirates.
It's at Emirates. And Wenger has definitely put this statement out there right now. He's like, we really need to win our games at home.
I mean,
it's a no-brainer, but
okay.
He's obviously talking about the United game. So,
I mean, sir, that actually makes a lot of sense. Every manager says that.
But, you know, it's the teams who win the league. Their managers actually say that we need to win games away too.
Yeah, that's because winning games at home is assured.
So, you know what? We're actually sounding like those I-League commentators now.
Dekhiye, aisa hai ki home matches jeetna bahut zaruri hota hai.
Sanjay, ye game ki khoobsurati hi aisi hai ki aapko agar jeetna hai to aapko dusre opponent se zyada goal maarne padte hain isme.
हाँ, एक गेम बहुत सिंपल है. आपको पिच का साइज के बारे में कुछ अंदाजा है कि पिच का साइज इतना फर्क पड़ता है?
अरे आपको पता था सचिन का बर्थडे था पिछले हफ्ते.
सर हम फुटबॉल की बात कर रहे हैं.
चलो ठीक है.
पर सचिन तो है.
सचिन टॉकिंग अबाउट सचिन, दिस एक्चुअली हैपेंड इन द मुंबई सिटी गेम्स, नॉट ऑल ऑफ देम, लाइक वन ऑफ देम वेयर द क्राउड एक्चुअली जस्ट स्टार्टेड चैंटिंग सचिन.
Man, what's with the obsession, really?
And it just got the whole crowd going. So people are like, "Acha, theek hai." Man,
yeah, but I don't think they're used to singing Anel, Anelka. So Sachin. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, ISL, we'll move on to that.
Yeah, let's get. So Arsenal versus Manchester United. It's going to be a really tough match for sure.
See, I'll use a proxy. If you had asked me Chelsea versus Arsenal,
yeah,
I would have given Arsenal the victory.
Yeah, everyone is giving
Chelsea
victory against Chelsea.
I think even Chelsea fans weren't expecting it.
Yeah, they're like, shit, Arsenal can't still beat us.
But yeah, so Arsenal versus United is top of the table, and this is when Arsenal actually performs good against teams.
How?
Yeah, I mean, it just pumps them up. Man. I mean, like, Leicester was above us.
Okay, now we're comparing.
Come on. Dude, unbeaten season. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, Pellegrini is now begging Wenger, please, just win this match and do something.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so let's move on to the other people, which is...
If we are talking about next week, just slight mention, we don't have to give it too much time. I mean, the other major derby, it's a super, super Sunday next
week. Everton-Liverpool.
It's the Merseyside derby.
I don't know, 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. Wait, what's the prediction for Arsenal-Manu first?
Arsenal-Manu, 1-0 Arsenal. That's my prediction.
The classic Arsenal scoreline, huh?
1-0 Arsenal and... I can't even say Smalling own goal. He's in the fantasy team. Oh, no. Manu have to draw. They can't concede. They have Darmian and Smalling. So
no, so I
would say 0-0 Arsenal.
See, Martial is definitely going to score.
And like Henry?
No. It's going to be more like a... I don't know.
a Vieira type goal.
Nowadays, I'm seeing more Callum Chamber own goals than Giroud goals. So
yeah, I mean...
So I think, yeah, I'll give it... It's going to be a one goal victory for Arsenal. Definitely.
Yeah, it's either going to be a draw or a one-goal victory for Arsenal. Anyway, let's talk about Manchester City and Tottenham. What's up with City? Like 10 days ago, we also were like going on gaga about who can beat City. They're just too good, too strong.
10 days,
and
man.
In 10 days...
Is this really a good example of how unpredictable football is? Like, nothing matters, man.
I thought some parts were predictable,
like,
right?
Nothing is predictable. You cannot foresee Tottenham, which lost... Just a week back to Arsenal. At home.
Three days ago. 3 days before that game. They lost
with
to Arsenal.
Arsenal fans apparently destroying the stadium and all.
Yeah, okay.
Although that shouldn't be happening though. Boo, you are my fans who destroyed the stadium. Anyway,
yeah, so Tottenham winning 4-1. They actually destroyed City in the second half.
City just weren't interested anymore.
But what's going on with City?
I think they just were waiting to go home to collect their FIFA 16s which they pre-ordered. But... They did not look interested. Or maybe it's just that Tottenham just isn't a side that people want to play anymore.
Yeah, I think there should be some sort of infighting in City to bring that excitement back, you know. They just seem too...
Vieira is still in City, right? He's the head of youth development or whatever fancy name they've given it.
Yeah, so he's being groomed supposedly for the next
managerial job. So I think, yeah, Vieira was one character who can bring such things into the... Well, he can't really...
Yeah, but they have all those Brazilian ball guys, Fernando, Fernandinho, all of them.
Yeah, but the point over here is that they don't know English or something, right? Everyone might be sounding all pepped up, but no one knows who's talking what. I mean,
so, and yeah, I think Joe Hart is the only one who can actually scream something. But they lost.
Mere ko team mein rakho.
Man, thank God City lost. It is actually quite awesome now that City is gone.
This was a brilliant tweet. I'm not sure if I'll get it like exactly right. Off the memory, it went something like, this is what happens when you think with your willy over your heart.
Oh. Yeah, that was City. And who are they playing next week, by the way?
City next week?
Newcastle.
Newcastle might be on a little, you know,
high
note.
Oh, yeah. So
although defeating Chelsea or drawing with Chelsea really isn't that much of an ego booster anymore, is it?
Really? Ask Arsenal.
So it's not an ego booster. It's not.
So this is the whole thing. With
any
you.
Result in Chelsea is not a fucking...
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea is like, you have to give... Let's talk about Chelsea just after Newcastle. So this is what's up with Newcastle. They played in the League Cup against Sheffield Wednesday. The reserve team of Sheffield Wednesday.
And they lost.
They lost that game. And they predicted, the management predicted the fans are going to do something horrible. So they wrote a long email saying, telling fans, we draw the line in the sand, please forgive us, please, we are sorry, we will really up our game.
They hired Brian Adams and
they did all of the please forgive me, went on. And then finally, their first half was actually quite good, given that how bad Chelsea were. Mourinho was like, 0 to 10, I give it -1. I can't even tell. He almost went on to say that this is probably the worst performance his team has had in his stint as a Chelsea manager, apart from a Middlesbrough game where they were trailing 3-0 by halftime or something.
Dude, they just lost to Everton, right? I mean,
yeah, but what he's saying is, we have never played this bad as a unit for a half.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, even Everton, chalo, theek hai, we lost. He's not saying we did not lose.
So but Everton were the better side, not
yeah.
Chelsea were the...
Yeah, he's like, we were so bad in
piece
this.
Of shit.
Yeah. I'm going to edit that out. So, Yeah, so that's about... So Chelsea and Newcastle, 2-2. Then Newcastle now go on to play City. But City, I think you can't continue losing runs so much.
Yeah, I think Pellegrini is like, acha, theek hai guys. Abhi mazak kar raha tha main. Abhi kaafi interesting ho gaya.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want this job pressure thing going on for me again.
So apparently they already have like what Pep lined up or something, dude.
But they've always had Pep lined up, but they gave Pellegrini a new contract. So.
So yeah, I mean Newcastle face City, Chelsea face Southampton.
Oh, that'll be a good one actually. And
like you said before the podcast started, there are obviously going to be 4 or more goals in this one.
Yeah, yeah. 4, at least, there should be 4 goals. Now, what is going to be decided is Chelsea is going to concede 1, 2 or 3.
Hmm.
1 to minimum they will give.
It's like an insurance policy for other teams now.
Yeah, so, okay, the last game of the weekend, Liverpool 3-2. They beat Aston Villa 3-2. And
yeah, what's with Aston Villa's this scoring 2 goals and even then they're losing.
Yeah, so either they're leading by 2 goals and losing, or they're trailing and then they're losing. They can't win. But apart, the most important thing in that game is Daniel Sturridge is back.
Is back, and
he's almost
trademark celebration.
Yeah, he's almost single-handedly saving Brendan Rodgers' career right now.
Should it be the other way around, like managers actually saving players' careers or something?
No. Those days are way past. he is single. I think Brendan begged him, please become fit. Please, just declare yourself.
But you do realize how funny it must have been for Sturridge to walk into the match and look to his left and there's no Suarez.
Yeah,
look to his right,
there's
no Sterling.
But where will Sturridge go? He's played...
Aspas.
Yeah, but where will Sturridge go? He's already played for City.
Yeah.
He's already played for Chelsea.
There are other clubs. I mean, ask Anelka, man.
Yeah, so left is now Arsenal. He'll end his career at Arsenal.
Or Mumbai City FC.
From Arsenal, he'll come to Mumbai City FC.
With a short stint at Juventus in the middle.
Yeah, so Liverpool now, there was a report that Rodgers had 10 days to save his Liverpool career. I don't know what that 10... So suppose he wins all his matches in 10 days, then they suddenly think he's all right. I don't understand.
I think he just keeps getting pushed ahead. 10 days.
So now Liverpool is playing Everton over the weekend, as we just spoke. What's going to happen in that game? Quick prediction.
I said
2-2,
yeah,
right?
You said 2-2. I think Everton is going to nick it.
Really?
Yeah. Lukaku will finally score a goal, and
that's going to be interesting. That's a great Sunday. We have Everton.
Lukaku score a goal. You're in my fantasy team.
So that's about the English Premier League of this weekend. Before we just try to go through the other matches of the coming weekend, let's talk a little about Lionel Messi. Out for 6 to 8 weeks.
When was the last time Messi got injured for this long? I can't even remember.
It's about... I was reading some report that over the last 3 or 4 years, he's been out for 105 days. Over 5 years, less than a month. 20 days a year is what he's been out. But then imagine. So people are like, without Messi, what would Barcelona... They have Neymar. They have Suarez. It's like any team will take these two individually.
But you do realize that if Barcelona failed to do anything, this is like... They're just proving the hypothesis that, Barcelona, one-man team, bro.
Wait, that's exactly what Mourinho and Wenger, both of them, I mean, finally they agreed on one thing. That there is a team, and a team with Messi is a completely different team.
Mm.
So basically, I think Mourinho made the point last season, towards the end of last season. He said, look, all the teams are of almost the same level. Put Messi in any of these teams, and they're probably going to be... The only thing is they're going to play really tough away games, and if Messi misses the Clasico, then that's a huge thing. And Barcelona, and if everyone thought that our English Premier League is unpredictable, guess who is on the top of the league for the La Liga after 6 games? It is unbelievable.
It's real.
Yeah.
Villarreal.
Yes. Villarreal is in the top and Celta Vigo is 4th. It's an amazing season what's happening there, and even...
But you do realize that this is probably what the table might start looking like if Catalonia actually moves out.
Yeah.
I think things are progressing on that front,
so
on some level.
Yeah, so let's say hypothetically Catalonia secedes from Spain. But I think they'll still play La Liga together, right?
No, the director of the Spanish FA said that Catalonian teams won't be welcome.
So what is Catalonian league? Like Espanyol and Barcelona?
Yeah. all 2 of them.
It's like Scottish Premier League with other 18 teams gone. With only Celtic and Rangers.
But even Rangers had got relegated, right?
So Espanyol, so the two teams, one has to get relegated. So Espanyol gets relegated. I think Barcelona will play like 5-5 versus 5. The team.
But what is the Champions League thing going to be like? I mean,
dude, let's
Barcelona in the first round of Champions League
qualifying because they won't have a permanent entry.
So would it be like Barcelona versus Mohan Bagan or of Macedonia? I mean,
Mohan Bagan of Macedonia.
I don't know what the Macedonian Mohan Bagan is called, man. It's L Mohan Bagan.
L Bagan. Barcelona versus L Bagan. But that is if Catalonia is.
You see, but from what I've been reading, Barcelona will have like two options. One, they can either play in the Catalonian League if that gets formulated. Or Barcelona and Espanyol, I do not know who came up with this. It may be right, but they would have an opportunity to play in League One of France.
What bullshit? What's going on?
If Monaco can play in League One and they're a country, so can we.
So basically, Barcelona is going to win every.
They have PSG over there, I think. Zlatan does not like this.
Are, this is the whole thing. This is like Australia being inducted into Asia for World Cup qualifiers. Anyway, so guys, before we all start discussing this even more, it's just a hypothesis that after Messi's retired.
For knowledge purposes, what has actually happened is that Catalonian, the region, the elections which were just conducted recently, they were won by a party which is pro-separation. So, you know, it's like, let's say, setting up the groundwork, although it still needs to have a referendum and
It's not going to be that easy. We are just like daydreaming.
Yeah.
We just want another Scottish Premier League. Nothing.
Democracy for losers, guys. Come on. Moving on.
Real Madrid, but you think Barcelona is going to regret selling Pedro right now?
Yeah, with the transfer ban and everything, Messi not there, definitely. I mean, look at how Pedro's playing for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Although La Liga.
Given that how he missed a goal, probably they won't miss Pedro.
On an average. Pedro on an average. Not his per minute performances.
Yeah. And if people are wondering where Real Madrid is, they drew their match against Granada and they are in third in the league. Cristiano Ronaldo is trying so hard to score his 500th league goal or 500th goal. It's just not happening, and this weekend, this midweek for Champions League, probably it will. So that's about
La Liga,
and just a shout out to Mr. Lewandowski, who is just continuing his goal scoring form. So there are two guys, Aubameyang
is like
who scores in one goal in every game, and then Lewandowski, who basically says, I'm going to score 10 goals in 3 games, and another 3, I'm just.
So Aubameyang is like a, you know, financial example of, he's like an SIP. har game mein main ek goal dalunga, eventually mere paas matlab kitna 38 goals rahega aur hopefully main golden boot jeet jaunga. But Lewandowski is like, you know, he's doing a day trading or something in the options in the derivatives market.
5 goals in 9 minutes, he's like, I'm
done. Baithte are mere se aage nikal gaya, chal do aur marte
baith gaya. Yes, so after Gerd Muller, Lewandowski is the only player to have scored 10 goals in the number of games Bundesliga has played. I think they played about 7 games.
I think even Pierre-Henrique
Aubameyang.
Even he has the this really unique distinction to his name, that he's the first player to score in the first 7 games of Bundesliga. Each to his own, I guess.
Yeah, so Bundesliga is now, and this weekend, by the way, is Munich versus Dortmund.
What's the word for it?
I don't know.
Let's just call it Das Klassik.
D Klassik?
Das.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And I am going to wholeheartedly support Dortmund for whatever reasons.
What's up with Wolfsburg? I mean,
they are playing Man City this in the Champions League.
Do you think the whole Volkswagen thing is going to affect them or something?
Yeah, I mean, I thought so. The midweek,
suddenly these guys have like black patches. No, we are not supported by Volkswagen.
Poor things. They were leading 1-0 against Bayern Munich after the scandal broke out. I thought, okay, there is some happiness in this. And then Lewandowski is like, I drive a Fiat. Anyway, that's about the leagues.